Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite football team in action with a game of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with head coach Greg Koenig. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are sponsored by Willow Springs Services in Beloit and by Nextech.
Welcome to our Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're pleased to be joined by Greg Koenig, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans. Nice win for your team, coach, as you went over Ellsworth on Friday night 60-15. I know it was a team that you were concerned about what they could do over there. They had some success at times offensively, but you were able to corral them and win a 60-15 contest. What were your overall thoughts of the win on Friday night?
I think one of the concerns was that we needed to get out to a fast start, and we certainly did that. Great improvement, especially, I would say, on the offensive line. We took what had happened in the fourth quarter of the Concordia game and built on that. I just thought they played with a lot more confidence, and that led to playing a lot faster. And then defensively, you know, the focus against Flexbone was to shut down the running game. And for the most part, we did a very good job of that. We did give up a couple of pass plays, and one of them led to a running touchdown. The other one was a touchdown. So we've got to clean up a couple of things in our pass coverage. But for the most part, we just were really pleased with the performance of our guys' first road game of the season. And, you know, that can be a concern with a young team. But I thought they played with great composure and incredible energy and enthusiasm. And, you know, we've seen a lot of growth in those areas already here early in the season.
Kadrian Cox, 207 yards, four touchdowns on the ground, a guy that stepped into a kind of a different role there. I know you were pleased with the way your kids were performing before the season even started, but do you feel like you're maybe ahead of the curve here a little bit more than what you anticipated?
I think definitely we're ahead of the curve. You know, with as young as we are, we didn't know exactly what to expect and how to predict where we might be at this point. But I think it's probably fair to say that we've surpassed some expectations, and I think it's really cool the way kids just respond, and we've asked some kids to perform different roles maybe they've played in the past, and they've just stepped up and have done a great job with it. But yeah, I think we're definitely ahead of the curve a little bit where we thought we might be at this point.
We're talking with Greg Koenig, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans, here on the Locker Room Chats. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk about this week's opponent, the Sacred Heart Knights, coming up in NCAA League play Friday night in Lindsberg. It's after this break on KD Country 94.
The Star Bundles are back at Nextech by popular demand. For a limited time, get the Skinny with 20 meg internet and 25 TV channels for only $49 per month. Upgrade to the Grande and receive 20 meg internet and over 100 channels for $79. Nextech Star Bundles are delivered with the finest fiber technology, assuring you'll enjoy five-star internet and TV with mind-blowing speeds up to 1 gig. Get your Nextech Star Bundle today and receive a 12-month price lock guarantee. Certain restrictions apply.
We're Willow Springs Services in Beloit. We do a lot of routine and seasonal maintenance work in our six-county area. We also do our share of new construction projects.
But what about in an emergency? When you need an electrician or a plumber, who do you call?
Willow Springs customers know the answer. When you can't wait, we'll be there for you.
For your plumbing, cooling, heating, and electrical needs, Willow Springs Services in Beloit.
Find out what we can do for you. Whenever you need it done, give us a call today, 738-2474. We'll be right there to help.
Back in our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, we're still with Greg Koenig, the head coach of the Beloit football team. Greg, you head out to Lindsberg coming up on Friday night, a 7:30 kickoff against Sacred Heart. Their field's still not ready there yet. So you'll head to Lindsberg, a different venue for you. How much does that play into what you'll expect to see on Friday night?
I don't think the location plays as much into the change for us as the fact that it's a 7:30 kickoff. And, mm-hmm. you know, you just get into certain routines, and 7 o'clock is always kickoff time. So it'll be a little bit different, but we're going to leave at 4 o'clock. It'll take us just about 90 minutes to get down to Bethany. And I'm actually pretty excited because we've not played in that location on that particular field. So it's a new opportunity for our kids, and I think, you know, new experiences, shared experiences can always build some things for us. It kind of takes away Sacred Heart's home field advantage, even though they've played a couple of games down there over the course of the past two seasons. I'm really looking forward to it. I just have a really neat feeling about just doing something different, a little bit out of the ordinary, and it'll be kind of a challenge to see how our kids respond to that challenge.
Sacred Heart's 1-1 coming into the game. They lost to Southeast Saline in the opener and then won 30-0 last week over Minneapolis. Looks like Jacob Farber had a very good game rushing the football with 226 yards and two touchdowns. Some different guys that are stepping into different roles there. Quarterback's a sophomore. Farber's a sophomore. They're young, but it looks like they've got some talent.
Yeah, they definitely have some good skill position kids. Farber played at wide receiver last year and was a fairly focal point of their offensive attack. But I really think that their strength is their offensive and defensive lines because they've got some really nice size up there and quite a bit of experience. Most of their skill kids, with the exception of Jake Bully, who will wear number 14, plays wide receiver in a safety spot, the rest of their skill kids are pretty young for the most part. And I think they're probably depending an awful lot on that offensive line to establish things early in the game. And then defensively, obviously, they'll attack us with some size up front as well.
When you look at your team, like we talked about in the last segment, you feel like you're doing some good things right now, but what are some of the improvements that you hope to make here with this game against Sacred Heart that you've seen over the last couple weeks?
Well, Sacred Heart throws the ball 50% of their snaps, so we've got to get some things cleaned up. The first two games, we've given up some touchdown passes, so we've got to definitely get stronger there. Part of that is getting a more consistent pass rush. So those two things, I think, go hand in hand. And then we just want to continue to improve our offensive line play. If we can improve as much as we did from the Concordia game to the Ellsworth game, then we'd feel very strong about that. Our backs are doing a great job of hitting the hole. Our passing game has been pretty efficient considering a first-time quarterback. So we feel good about where we are on offense. We have some guys playing out of position on defense, and hopefully by the third game they start to understand their roles better and be able to play with a little more confidence, play downhill a little bit more. But, they've done a pretty good job. And so just looking for that continued growth. And then in special teams, I think, that's an area that we oftentimes it gets overlooked. But I think we've been very solid so far in the special teams. We want to continue to grow in that area as well.
Greg Koenig, head coach of the Beloit Trojans, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, again, thanks for the time, and good luck out at Lindsberg on Friday night.
All right, thanks a lot, Dustin.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
We're Willow Springs Services in Beloit. We do a lot of routine and seasonal maintenance work in our six-county area. We also do our share of new construction projects.
But what about in an emergency? When you need an electrician or a plumber, who do you call?
Willow Springs customers know the answer. When you can't wait, we'll be there for you.
For your plumbing, cooling, heating, and electrical needs, Willow Springs Services in Beloit.
Find out what we can do for you. Whenever you need it done, give us a call today, 738-2474. We'll be right there to help.
Reliability. It's about more than uptime. Backup is something you do to your work, not just your data. And dedicated is an adjective suited to work ethic, as much as servers or Ethernet connections. At Nextech, we believe that the character of our IT professionals comes from the commitment and passion for their work. It's just how we're wired here. Nextech, our products and people are here for you.
Our Wednesday locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach John Scarborough. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday evenings at 10:05. And don't forget about our preview show, The Football Express, every Friday night at 5:40, getting you set for kickoff as we go around the area previewing all of the night's football matchups. The Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
Welcome back in our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're John Scarborough, head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs. Coach, you had game two against the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays last Friday night. Tough start for your team as you were caught by the turnover bug early in that game, and they jumped down to an early 34-0 lead at halftime, 40-14 final. What were your overall thoughts of the loss there on Friday night?
Well, it's hard to win when you fumble the ball a lot. So we get that taken care of. I think we'll be more competitive.
We kind of look at your team in that game. You were able to get some things done offensively once the second half rolled around. Cullen Graybast, a solid game for your team with 137 yards, a couple touchdowns on the ground. What were some of the things that you saw in the game, maybe the positives that you took away from it?
Well, you basically have to overcome the adversity. And I think that was a positive. We came back second half, but we're still playing the fifth-ranked team in the state. Came back second half, and if you look at the scoreboard, it was 14-8 in the second half. So I think that's a big positive. It's not saying any less of that team. They was an excellent team. They're ranked fifth in state, and there's a reason for that. They got a great coach, got great players, and everybody on their field is a very good athlete.
You know, early in the second half, one of their players, Parker Gates, went down with an injury. What does that do to, like, the chemistry and the flow of the game? How tough is it to come back from a long break like that?
Well, it's tough, but I don't think you take anything. You wouldn't do anything different.
Mm-hmm.
The safety of the kids is paramount. That's why the referee's out there. That's why the administration's out there. That's why the ambulance are out there. We, you know, if we need to do what we got to do to make sure everybody's safe. Thank goodness he's okay. We'd hate to see anybody lose out on their high school season. It's just I'm gracious that I'm glad he's doing fine.
We're talking with John Scarborough, head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs. When we come back, we'll talk about Rock Hills, the next opponent.
The Star Bundles are back at Next Tech by popular demand. For a limited time, get the Skinny with 20 meg internet and 25 TV channels for only $49 per month. Upgrade to the Grande and receive 20 meg internet and over 100 channels for $79. Next Tech Star Bundles are delivered with the finest fiber technology, assuring you'll enjoy five-star internet and TV with mind-blowing speeds up to 1 gig. Get your Next Tech Star Bundle today and receive a 12-month price lock guarantee. Certain restrictions apply.
Back on the Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94, we're still with John Scarborough, head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs. Playing Rock Hills coming up on Friday night. Coach, as you open out the district season, the Grizzlies coming in with a 2-0 record, a tough win last week over Pike Valley. And when you look at this game, what do you think about Rock Hills, and what do you expect to see from their team?
I expect to see a physical game. They're big, they're fast, they're strong, and, you know, it's going to be a good game. They're going to play football, and we got to be ready to play. We got to be ready to come out from the get-go to be competitive.
They have a quarterback over there in Callaway that threw for over 250 yards last week, ran for almost another 100. How tough is it to face a dynamic quarterback like that, and how tough has it been for your team this week, preparation for that?
Well, it's always tough, but you put the people in the right positions, you get them to run the right plays against that, and we'll be fine. We just need to execute what we do, what they've been taught this week, and just play football.
I know this is your first year here, but I'm sure you've heard about how tough this district is going to be, and Rock Hills is one of the first team on that schedule in the district play. How important is it to get off to a good start here when you got a lot of tough games coming down the pipeline?
Well, I don't think we'd want to be in any other district. There's no sense in trying to get to the state playing a bunch of soft teams. I think this measures your team very well, and I think this is where we want to be. As far as it being tough and our team overcoming that, you know, it measures how good your team is. It takes them to a point of challenging their ability. I think that's what you need to be challenged. If you win or lose, it doesn't matter. As long as you make every effort and do the best you can, leave it out on the field. That's what we preach, and that's what we teach these guys, and you measure success by that. Wins will come as soon as you start playing football, right? And as soon as you start executing, the wins will follow. So I'm not real worried about the strength of this conference or district or whatever. I just, you know, we just need to teach football.
John Scarborough, head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, and Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and good luck at Rock Hills Friday night.
Thank you.
And fans can hear the game against Rock Hills on Friday night on Katy Country 94. Pregame coverage at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech.
The Star Bundles are back at Next Tech by popular demand. For a limited time, get the Skinny with 20 meg internet and 25 TV channels for only $49 per month. Upgrade to the Grande and receive 20 meg internet and over 100 channels for $79. Next Tech Star Bundles are delivered with the finest fiber technology, assuring you'll enjoy five-star internet and TV with mind-blowing speeds up to 1 gig. Get your Next Tech Star Bundle today and receive a 12-month price lock guarantee. Certain restrictions apply.
We continue our Wednesday night locker room chats in the Mid-Continent League with the Smith Center Redmen and head coach Darren Sass. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 are brought to you each week by Next Tech and by Landmark Implements.
Back in our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, we're Darren Sass, the coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Nice win for your team in week 2, coach. You went over Oakley 35-0. on Friday night out at their place. Nice balance offensively. The running game obviously working, and Nathaniel Benoit threw for 102 yards as well. When you kind of look at that, was that something that, that you had planned on maybe Oakley giving you, or is it something you took throughout the night?
You know, it is something we work on, and they made it really tough on our running game for a while there, and we were having trouble getting first downs, getting things going, and fortunately we're able to hit a couple of passes, and then that gave us a little bit more time to figure out some things in the running game, but they really made it tough on us defensively for a while.
Caden Meitler had another 3 touchdowns on the ground. How important is he in the phase and schemes of your offense, and how pleased have you been with his performance so far this year?
Yeah, Caden is. It's nice to have a big, strong back like him because he gets a lot of yards after contact. But the line has done a tremendous job. We've been really thrilled with how they've opened things up for those backs. And Caden definitely got the touches down the goal line and got them in there for us.
I mean, look at that matchup against Oakley. I knew that you were concerned about their size going into that. How do you feel your team matchup? Obviously, 135-0, but a score doesn't always show maybe how the matchup went. But how do you feel your team stacked up against their size?
Yeah, it was 14-0 at half. So, I mean, it was the kind of game that if we don't get a few first downs and have to punt a little bit more, it would have been a lot more problems. But the size... We try to get our kids to understand that size doesn't matter if you can play low and you can play hard. And sometimes that size gets tired, and we try to get our kids not allow themselves to get in that spot. So we're going to be outsized again this week, and I think that's kind of normal for 2A schools. You're going to run into a lot of schools that have bigger kids than you, and it's just something we have to play through.
We're talking with Darren Sass, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll talk about this week's matchup with TMP Marion after the break on Katy Country 94.
When it comes to getting the right part to fit your equipment, look no further than Landmark Implement, your John Deere dealer. It doesn't matter if you drive green, blue, new, or old. We carry everything from genuine John Deere OE parts to John Deere Reman to aftermarket alternatives. That means you can always count on us to have the right part to fit your machine. Come in today to experience the value of choice and always get the right part to fit your needs. Call or visit your Landmark location today to experience the Landmark difference.
The Star Bundles are back at Next Tech by popular demand. For a limited time, get the Skinny with 20 meg internet and 25 TV channels for only $49 per month. Upgrade to the Grande and receive 20 meg internet and over 100 channels for $79. Next Tech Star Bundles are delivered with the finest fiber technology, assuring you'll enjoy 5-star internet and TV with mind-blowing speeds up to 1 gig. Get your Next Tech Star Bundle today and receive a 12-month price lock guarantee. Certain restrictions apply.
Back in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94, we're still with Darren Sass, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Darren, you're getting ready for TMP Marion coming up on Friday night, and you'll go out to their place in Hayes. Kind of looking at the Monarchs, I know it's a team that last year went 0-9. They just snapped a 12-game losing streak against Ellis on Friday night. But, I mean, they had a lot of opportunities for wins last year, including against you guys. You beat them just 30-22 a year ago. I know you're probably concerned about what the Monarchs bring to the table. What's the biggest concern about their team?
They're one of those teams that can both run and throw the ball and do them both pretty good. And any time a team can make you have to play both, it definitely puts your defense in a spot. So it's a lot about getting pass rush, but then also being able to play the run and not getting out of position and creating big holes for the running game.
I know McGaffin at quarterback last year was so big for them, but they got a new kid at quarterback playing this year. How would you assess what they have there at the quarterback position after losing such a great talent from a year ago?
He's definitely their best runner. He runs the ball really well, whether it's option or whether it's kind of on the read. And he throws a good ball, too, and they got people that can catch it. So, yeah, he's one of those dual-threat guys that puts you in a spot where you better do your job play after play.
And TMP Marion is another one of those teams, kind of like I talked with you about Oakley last week, that hasn't been in the league very long, and they're a 3A school, so you really don't get to see them in the playoffs either. So what's it like preparing for the Monarchs, a team that is a bigger school?
Yeah, playing at Fort Hays Stadium there, too. It's the first time we've done that, so since 2009, I guess. So, yeah. It's a different experience for our kids, and and something that they're not used to going to a stadium like that. So I hope we can handle that, and they treat it like any other game once they get in there and get to playing.
You know, you've had a couple weeks under your belt here. How do you assess your team's performance, and what are you still working on here in week 3?
Oh, you know, working on little things everywhere. We're really pleased with our offensive line. We feel like the experience that they've got from the guys who played last year have give us an advantage up front that way. And defensively, our linebackers really seem to have stepped up and filled. We've got a bunch of kids that can play there, and we keep rolling them through. And so, yeah, those two spots we're really pleased with. We just got to keep developing in some other areas.
That's Darren Sass, head coach of the Smith Center football team here at the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We thank you for the time again this week, Coach, and good luck out at Hayes Friday night.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech and Landmark Implement.
The Star Bundles are back at Next Tech by popular demand. For a limited time, get the Skinny with 20 meg internet and 25 TV channels for only $49 per month. Upgrade to the Grande and receive 20 meg internet and over 100 channels for $79. Next Tech Star Bundles are delivered with the finest fiber technology, assuring you'll enjoy 5-star internet and TV with mind-blowing speeds up to 1 gig. Get your Next Tech Star Bundle today and receive a 12-month price lock guarantee. Certain restrictions apply.
Have you been on the fence about what to do with your combine before this fall harvest? Landmark Implement is here to help make that decision with special financing on select S680 series combines. We're talking 0% financing for 5 years. Now is the time to update your equipment, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, and move ahead this year for your best harvest yet. To view our current inventory, visit landmarkcombines.com or stop by one of our 10 locations and experience the Landmark difference. Our Wednesday night locker room chats continue on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com with Lincoln head coach Gary Lowry. Remember to tune in to the Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 football games of the week. And don't forget our preview show, The Football Express, every Friday night, getting you set for kickoff that airs at 5:40 each Friday evening. The Lincoln Leopard Locker Room Chats are brought to you in part by S&S Auto Body, by Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub in Lincoln, and by the Bank of Tescott. Now let's get you caught up as to what is happening with Leopard football with head coach Gary Lowry.
Welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 with Gary Lowry, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards now. Coach, the Lincoln County rivalry there on Friday night. Sylvan Lucas jumps on you 6-0 early, but you score the next 44 in the first half, and then another score in the third quarter to take a 50-6 lead and go on to win 50-12. What were your overall impressions of the win on Friday night?
You know, Dusty, I thought we improved quite a bit from our week one. We didn't necessarily come out and execute right away, and Sylvan was a very good team, a young team that's going to get better each and every game. We were able to bounce back. I really liked how in the face of adversity, we really started executing better and just got back to some of the basics. But I thought we tackled very well for most of the game, and I thought that's the best thing that we improved from week one to week two. And then, you know, I just thought our kids played awful hard. And it was just a special night overall, both teams coming together to celebrate 9/11, kind of some remembering those who served for us. So it was just a really neat night overall, and it was a great game between two great competitors.
You know, we talk about Zach Walter for your team pretty much each week, 119 rushing, 139 passing last week against Sylvan Lucas, but it looks like Braden Lucas is really emerging as one of his top targets.
Yeah, he's one of those kids that's going to get overlooked here. You know, we have some other playmakers that have been around a while, and they're really drawing a lot of attention, and Braden gets some favorable matchups right now. You know, but that's one thing when we have multiple weapons, you kind of get pick and choose who you would be able to double team or who give attention to. And Zach's doing a nice job finding the open guy, and Braden's really been able to make those opportunities pay off for him.
We're talking with Gary Lowry, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards here in the Locker Room Chats. We'll take a timeout when we come back. Talk about district play coming up this week against Clifton Clyde, a team that's rolling in off a 56-0 win against Lynn. That's the next chat here coming up after the break on Katy Country 94.
the Bank of Teskit, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Teskit in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Teskit. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Check out these great businesses in Lincoln, Kansas today.
S&S Auto Body, offering excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub, open Thursday through Saturday nights. Biggie Biggs is the place to go for delicious stone-baked pizza, Justin's famous cheese sticks, and ice-cold beer on tap.
Post Rock Motel, under new ownership. Stay the night at Post Rock Motel when you're making your way across the state on Highway 18 or cruising down Highway 14.
These great businesses and more, all in Lincoln.
And back at the Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94. We're still with Gary Lauer, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards. Coach, getting set now for district play, believe it or not, coming up on Friday night as you get Clifton Clyde and kind of looking at this team, a team that always brings the best to you. They're a power running team, and Caleb Charbonneau had over 200 yards rushing last week in that 56-0 win over Lynn. When you look at Clifton Clyde, what concerns you the most about this year's version of the Eagles?
You said it right there. They're a power running team, and they don't make mistakes. Chris Steinbrock does a great job with them. And they don't beat themselves. You got to go out and earn each and every play, and you got to match your physicality, because if you don't, you'll be on some long drives, and you go come up at the end of the game on the short end of the sticks. If you can't match your physicality, and you can't get them off the field, then offensively, you also got to match their aggressiveness, and you really got to make sure that you execute your offensive plays to T, because they're so sound that they'll make you pay if you don't have good execution.
When you look at this matchup, last year you guys caught them at this time of the year and beat them 50-18. I know that they were a very young group last year. What stands out that's different this year about the way that they play the game?
Well, I don't know so much how they play the game, but you can just see that they're all year older.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make mistakes that they were making last year, just some small technique mistakes and small execution mistakes that they were making. You really see a solid, fundamentally sound football team that has a lot of guys that just play hard-nosed football and really like to compete.
I mean, you're looking at this schedule now, and you got Clifton Clyde this week, Osborne, Wakefield, Hanover, Rock Hills. It's a tough district is basically what we're getting at, as it was last year. So how important is it for your team to get off on the right foot coming up on Friday night?
It's real important. We only look one game at a time, though, Dusty. But we know that what the challenge is in front of us. We got to take it one step at a time and definitely get off on the right foot here. It just helps things if you get ahead of the pitch count, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
It makes things easier for you as you go along. But we know it's going to be a grind from here on out. We don't have anybody that we could take lightly or we could rest on. So we really got to bring our game.
Gary Lauer, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards, here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, well, thank you for the time again this week, and good luck there against Clifton Clyde Friday night.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bank of Teskit and S&S Auto Body and Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub in Lincoln.
When an accident happens and you need a lift, don't waste time on who to call.
Call us at S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, your local tow and recovery specialist.
S&S offers excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Don't waste time. If you need help and it's vehicle related, give us a call.
That's S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, 524-4641 or 658-5371 for 24-hour service.
At the Bank of Teskit, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Teskit in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Teskit. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We conclude our Wednesday night locker room chats on KD Country 94 with Thunder Ridge Longhorns head coach Otis Hendricks. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 football games of the week. The Thunder Ridge Longhorns locker room chat is sponsored by Nextech.
Hey, welcome back to our locker room chats on Katy Country 94 with Otis Hendricks, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge football team. Coach, you pick up your first win there on Friday night, beating Stockton 28-20 there in Kensington, the home opener for your squad. What were some of the things that you liked from your team there in that win on Friday night?
Well, I thought we'd improved in some places. You know, we line play was better. I told the line, you know, fundamentally, our goal is to stay low and sustain blocks, fire off the ball. I think we accomplished two out of the three of those. So, you know, the line looked a little bit better defensively, especially the second half. We started playing a lot better disciplined football. You know, with a young team like we have, we're just looking improving every week.
We look at your team. Gavin Taylor had another big game for you, over 200 yards rushing. You fed him the ball quite a bit there. Jordan Gearing also had a nice game on the ground, four touchdowns combined between the two. Overall, what do you feel? How do you feel about your backfield and the way they're running the football right now?
Well, they're doing a pretty good job. Ball security was a bit of an issue the other night, but Gearing kid is first time he's played in the backfield, he's lined up at fullback. He's doing a good job for us. He's not tremendously fast, but really tough to bring down. He'll get you at least 4 or 5 yards almost every carry. And of course, Taylor ran the ball well the other night. Got to get him to hold on to the football a little bit more, but we were very pleased. Kind of had a one-two punch going the other night that difficult to stop.
We're talking with Otis Hendricks, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns. We'll take a time out here in the locker room chats. When we come back, talk about this week's opponent, a tough Pike Valley team coming up Friday night. We'll talk about them on our locker room chats on Katy Country 94.
The Star Bundles are back at Next Tech by popular demand. For a limited time, get the skinny with 20 meg internet and 25 TV channels for only $49 per month. Upgrade to the Grande and receive 20 meg internet and over 100 channels for $79. Next Tech Star Bundles are delivered with the finest fiber technology, assuring you'll enjoy 5-star internet and TV with mind-blowing speeds up to 1 gig. Get your Next Tech Star Bundle today and receive a 12-month price lock guarantee. Certain restrictions apply.
Back on the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, we're still with Otis Hendricks, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns. Coach, Pike Valley coming up Friday night. It's a team that's 1-1, but well, they fought hard against Rock Hills and took them to the brink there, falling just by 6, 34-28. Rock Hills scored late in the fourth quarter to end up winning that game on a touchdown. You know, you're getting a very good team with Pike Valley, a team that's improving, a sophomore in Lane Peters that ran for 222 and 3 touchdowns last week. Your overall thoughts on what Pike Valley brings to the table and what are your biggest concerns about them?
They are. They're a good ball club. You can tell they're very well coached. Don Melby does a great job over there with those kids. Mm-hmm. They're a program that you know, they are very senior loaded, but they also got a lot of kids coming up, you know, very talented, and he plays a lot of young kids who are very talented. They've got a lot of good size and some speed, so you know, we look forward to the challenge of playing them. You know, it's be a good test for us to continue to evaluate our program and see where we stack, but definitely much improved a team over what they've had in the past. Very impressed with watching them on film and the job that Coach Malby's done over there.
You know, you guys are a little bit different than some of these 8-man Division I teams that are already starting district play this week, but you've got a couple weeks here with Pike Valley and then a game at Trigo, who's 2-0 next week. What do these two games mean for you as you get prepared and get ready for the district season coming up at the beginning of October?
Well, again, they're, you know, we told the kids from day one that our goal is just to get better every week. And you know, we feel that every Friday night, right now, with as young as we are, that whether it's district or non-district, it's just another opportunity for us to get better. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, we're wanting the wins in the win column, but you know, our biggest goal right now is just to get better. And, you know, we believe that winning will take care of itself. You know, having scouted some of Marquini's film with Stockton, you know, there's some things they do that they do pretty well at. But we definitely feel Pike Valley is tougher of the two teams. And, you know, but like I said, either way, we just hope to play better ball every week.
So does Hendricks, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns here in the locker room. Chance, Coach, thank you for the time, and good luck on Friday night against Pike Valley.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you for everything.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
The Star Bundles are back at Nextech by popular demand. For a limited time, get the Skinny with 20 meg internet and 25 TV channels for only $49 per month. Upgrade to the Grande and receive 20 meg internet and over 100 channels for $79. Nextech Star Bundles are delivered with the finest fiber technology, assuring you'll enjoy five-star internet and TV with mind-blowing speeds up to 1 gig. Get your Nextech Star Bundle today and receive a 12-month price lock guarantee. Certain restrictions apply.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday night editions of our Locker Room Chat on Katy Country 94 KDNS. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we will get the latest football news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to Katy Country 94 this Friday evening for the Football Express presented by Cunningham Telephone and Cable at 5:45 as we get you set for kickoff, previewing all of the area football matchups in the listening area.